call the February 17th Common Council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Scopes? Come on front.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, fellas. Item B, a citizen's comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you'd like to think, say. Max.
My name is Maxwell Jones.
There's a shorter one there.
Oh, you stand, that's fine.
My name is Maxwell Charwitz. I live at 3909 West Hedgewoods Drive. Dear Mayor Olson, would you like us to talk about the Market Avenue project now or during the agenda item?
That's actually up to the Common Council, but go ahead now. And
Dear Mayor Olson, I'm here to ask you to share your plan to build the road. I wish that you felt the same sense of hurry that I felt about this. I want to be safe and to be able to walk to school. Please let me know what you are going to do to make your promise.
Thank you, Max. Anybody else?
Is now the time to talk about the project? I don't know if
sure.
The council wanted to talk about it. Den Chief, do you want to come up with me?
My name is Liz Charwitz. I live at 3909 West Heatherage Drive. Our Mayor Olson, our Den is here tonight to follow up on the plan that you promised to our group and the community during the Common Council meeting held on Tuesday, January 7th. You said we would be able to have a solution at this meeting. I was expecting to see a project implementation plan containing key milestones, start and end dates, and budgetary information. After reading the packet for tonight, I'm concerned with the city's lack of progress and alternatives that you all are suggesting. The first alternative, I kind of consider a wait-and-see approach with the DOT multimodal local supplement grant. I've been writing grants for about 20 years, raised about $500 million. And from looking at this application, I'm not sure how competitive it is with the evaluation criteria. We'll definitely see where it goes in 2 weeks, but I kind of see the grant as supplanting funds because you already have an approved budget to pay for the majority of the project. The second item, our alternative is that you want to wait to see what the developers are going to do with the subdivisions, and that's exactly where we were last month. It said that you met with the developers, but there are no details on finances or what was discussed. So I don't know if you're willing to share that with us today. So I don't really see that as a viable option from the information in the packet. And then the other option that talks about the grant with special assessments of existing properties, I personally see that as a slap in the face or a punishment to residents who are raising the issue. The problem is that in the neighborhood, we already are paying taxes, and we may or may, some people might have been special assessed when they built their homes in the subdivision. And I'm thinking that the money that's been appropriated to the project was based upon taxpayer dollars. I don't know if the logic follows, but I'm wondering, are we going to get double taxed if you do a special assessment for people in the neighborhood? Where is that money that's been approved and appropriated going to go? Why aren't we spending it? Did the city conduct a special assessment of the residents when the city extended the road from 49th to Market Avenue? As far as I know, the residents were not special assessed. Why don't we use the funds that were already? I see heads shaking, but I'm just wondering, why aren't we using those funds? I propose that the city funds what you've already appropriated to the project and use your strong negotiation skills to solicit the support from the developers. If you're not able to obtain the financial support, then we'll need to dedicate a portion of the city's capital budget to finish the job. Please don't drag this out any longer. I cannot ask the kids to keep coming back. Moving forward, I'll have to be here and report back out to the scouts. My kids ask me on a daily basis when we go to school, Mom, when is the mayor going to get that road done? I know it's a shared responsibility with this group, so I hope you all can use your negotiating power to get this done. And Scouts, we always tell the kids to always do their best, and we're asking the city to do a better job. Quite frankly, we haven't seen anything other than that grant that was put together. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Please. You can use that one, too.
Okay, perfect. Hello, my name is Edward Pings. I live at 4811 West Madison. I'm just a block off of the current Marquette Road that's going through. My comment is that I'm fully supportive of the road to continue to 51st Street. It was my impression many years ago when we had this meeting at Pleasant View, and there was a lot of input in trying to get around the back of Rich Hamrick's place, and y'all made a nice swerve in the road to get past his place, which is awesome. And it was my impression then that that project was going to take it all the way to 51st Street, but for whatever reason it stopped at 49th. And I just want to let you know that a lot of that traffic is dumping into the neighborhood, and it is beating up the roads good, so it can look at this as a savings to future road repairs within the neighborhood and also as a safety issue. So a lot of kids in the neighborhood, being close to Pleasant View, like to be able to walk to school, and I think it would be much safer to get some of this traffic congestion taken care of. So fully supportive of the project and making it go through.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening. Tim Birch, 7466 South 46th Street. I also live in the Pleasant View neighborhood. Echoing what some of my neighbors have said, I support putting the road through Marquette Avenue through to 51st Street. But in addition to that, I'm beginning to feel like, maybe it's just me, but I'm beginning to feel like our neighborhood is getting put off. The council, you make motions, and nothing ever happens. And this has been going on for years and years and years. Case in point, last summer, there was, you've been doing some work at the Pleasant View Park, dragging your feet there. I don't know what's taken so long to build that pavilion, but it's been taking months. It's ridiculous. There was supposed to be a contract to finalize the landscaping and everything else for that park. That was back in August, I think. There was a motion, all voted unanimously, to have it on today's agenda. It's not on today's agenda. I went through the packet. There's nothing about the contract. I don't know if I'm missing something or what, but if you vote to have something on the agenda on the 17th, today's the 17th, right? Mm-hmm. Then it should be there. So, you know, I don't know. Is it just like we our neighborhood isn't $500,000 homes, so you don't care or what, you know? So, I mean, we vote, we pay taxes. Please give us some consideration. Thanks.
Anybody else?
Yes, my name is David Friends. I live at 7472 South Hillendale Drive. And I also am in favor of having Marquette Avenue extended to 51st Street. This has been a long time coming. My question for you, Mayor Olson, is how many years that you have served as mayor and approved budgets, has there been money put in for the extension of the road?
As I recall, just this year.
Well, from what I've understood, it's been every year. And it hasn't happened. And it's sort of time to ante up at this point.
Thank you very much.
Evening, everyone. Brett Pulaski. I'm representing Franklin Firefighters, professional, Local 2760, 8901 West Drexel Avenue. I'm here to support the Marquette Avenue extension. As I'm sure everyone's already heard from in the city here, back on January 2nd, we had an issue at the high school with a student going down. Luckily, everyone was in quarters during the time of the event. We were able to make extraordinary life-saving measures were able to immediately. I didn't write anything down. I wasn't even planning on talking here. So January 2nd, we had a student go down. We were able to get to the high school within minutes. Obviously, our job seconds matter. Considering where the school is and putting the road through, that could change someone else's life if there is another life-saving issue at that school or even in that neighborhood just in general. It's not the easiest area to get it to. You have to go up north just to come back south. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Spencer Peterson, 293 West.
I'm sorry, you beat me up here.
He goes first. I'll stand back.
Sorry. Please fulfill your promise to extend from Marquette Project to make my school safe.
I can't read it.
In an emergency.
Spencer Peterson.
It's okay now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. My name is Jim Lucky. I live at 4925 West Rossin Avenue. I'm here to speak on a couple subjects. One is I am definitely very much in support of the expansion of the Marquette from 51st to the 49th Street. I do live in that neighborhood. I do walk in that neighborhood frequently. And I do see that, you have these very narrow areas where it just isn't a real safe area to walk. And there's some very legitimate concerns for children's safety that's walking there. This project has been going on for many years, and I know there's challenges with the developers and the financing and everything, but I think it's about time that we've overcome that and get this project done. Second item I want to talk to you about is G4, about the donation of the historic barn by the Franklin Historical Society. And Mayor Olson, I just want to ask you, when that comes up, will I be allowed to comment or answer any questions as that comes up? Okay, very good. Thank you.
Your participant.
Hi, I'm Holly Blankenmeyer, 7183 South 49th Street. I just want to say that my son went to Pleasant View. We live on 49th Street. It's mainly three blocks away, and he was never able to walk to school. The traffic on 49th Street is ridiculous at that time of day. He had to take the bus three blocks. You know, if that traffic were to go on to Marquette Avenue, he would have been able to walk. And for him to have to take the bus when he lives so close to school, I always found to be very ridiculous. So now, if this is going to come up, I think it ought to go through just for the safety of the children. And, you know, who needs to ride a bus when you're so close to school? I certainly walked, but we had sidewalks, and we don't have them here. So now you have to really take into consideration all these kids who just can't walk. And it's just really not safe.
Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else rise, I'll close the citizen comment period. With that, we move on to approval of the regular common council meeting minutes of February 4th. Any additions or corrections?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. There are no public hearings tonight. Item E is organizational business. Appointment of Amy Marzavka to the Board of Health. Alderman Berber.
It's
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Move on to reports and recommendations. G1 is the Marquette Avenue Extension Project. Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor has set forth on the Common Council action sheet on this item, had meetings starting the week after the direction from the council to review this and bring it back for this meeting with the city staff, Alderwoman Wilhelm, the mayor, as well as the developers, and also subsequent thereto have had communications with the Franklin Public School Director of Business Services. With regard to developers and costs, et cetera, the brief summary of the meeting with the developers, and there have been meetings between staff between and among staff and developers for about 5 or 6 months to try to move this project along. And from a meeting on January 15, the primary points resulting from that meeting that they've been soliciting bids, they've been rebidding the project, and the issue per the developers is the current scenario in southeastern Wisconsin with substantial construction projects occurring, obviously as a result of the Foxconn development and what that promotes throughout. And the concern is that the costs have been too high. Both developers for both subdivisions, from their perspective, the extension of West Marquette Avenue is not a current primary need for their particular developments. Outside of the cost for extending West Marquette Avenue, each of the developers said they're expending or required to expend to complete the subdivision about $1.5 million to $2 million. And bottom line, neither was looking at moving forward under all current circumstances at this time. And I did look each of the developer representatives in the eye at the end of the meeting and here and there during the meeting and said, okay, you are telling the truth right now from your perspective. And the answer was yes. And throughout, it's been somewhat apparent that they've been cooperating with each other, trying to work together to get the entirety of the cooperative effort for the extension of West Marquette Avenue done. So in any event, that being the scenario, and after conferring with the city director of finance, as well as the city engineer, with regard to return to the common council, obviously this subject matter is a policy making decision for the common council members. And out there in the world, when you make decisions on important things, you obviously have to consider all potential reasonable alternatives within the realm of what's reasonable. And so with regard to the action sheet prepared, just listed, not in any order of priority, four possible alternatives, not excluding any others, but one, and I heard this from a number of people, well, there's this current Department of Transportation multimodal local supplement grant application, which is pending, and a copy of the application is included in the Common Council meeting agenda packet. I understand that a substantial portion of that application with regard to the relatively unusual situation involving extension of West Marquette Avenue, as well as the history with regard to trying to get that done or wanting to get that done and it not occurring, you know, in addition to the benefits which would result therefrom, was prepared by Alderwoman Wilhelm. Bottom line on that grant scenario, and I did check the WISDOT site today and haven't seen anything. City engineer might be able to tell us what the current scenario is time-wise.
I spoke with a representative from DOT this afternoon about 4:30, and he mentioned that they don't have a timeline yet, but they're expecting probably about 2 or 3 weeks. He was hopeful that they should start notifying awardees.
With regard to the grant application, as contained in the agenda packet, the project would involve the extension of West Marquette Avenue and sewer water drainage. So there's proper drainage in the area. Not any other public improvements such as public water main or public sewer main. In any event, the estimated cost of of that project was in the application $648,450. And in cooperation with developers, and developers participated in preparing that application also, as they informed and staff informed me. They would contribute the lands for needed for the extension of West Marquette Avenue for public right-of-way property, as well as, and the city engineer has not received them to review in detail, but the understanding is that one of the developer's engineers has prepared all the detailed engineering plans necessary to put the subject out for bid, and the in the cooperative effort, the developers would contribute the lands as well as the engineering documents and work product in the approximate amount of $216,650, which would result in the grant request to construct the street of $431,800. So that's pending, and we're being told that maybe within a couple of weeks there'll be an answer on that. Second alternative listed is this, what's been relative promo throughout the development of the city of Franklin, which is developers do put the streets in Vast General. I've already given you what they told me, you know, a month ago, but the second alternative is to leave it in development agreements that have to accompany a final plat. So that's out there in the realm of alternatives. The third one would be for the city to commence the public improvement project of West Marquette Avenue extension, absent the grant, but with the developer's contribution of the right-of-way property and the engineering specifications as listed on the grant application. And current city's budget does have funds appropriated in the amount of total of $750,000, $700,000 for the new portion of West Marquette Avenue to be extended, and then $50,000 for from the east end of that to the school property. One other point in the agenda packet are maps prepared with substantial contribution from Alderman Wilhelm, as I understand it, and worked with the city engineer. But one of those shows a parking lot on the school property to the immediate west of the existing parking lot, which is relatively small for Pleasant View School. It would be on city property. And with regard to the motor vehicle quaying, et cetera, and standing on the streets, additional parking lot seems like a very common sense good idea. So that's out there, and that was communicated with the school district director of business services. And then the fourth alternative would be to have the work of public improvement bid and done by the city of Franklin without